For weeks, police in Georgia's DeKalb County were trying to nab the perimeter bandit. 12 times, they say, this man robbed banks along a stretch of I-285 just northeast of Atlanta. Yesterday, police were a step ahead of the bandit. They lay in wait and spotted Graylin Bolston of Stone Mountain, Georgia, as he entered a SunTrust bank branch. He's now been charged in one robbery. More charges are expected. Sergeant Jim Chambers is the assistant commander of the Crime Analysis and Research Section of the DeKalb Police Department. He says the bandit had formed a pattern, and catching him just took a few calculations.
People are creatures of habit, and they do the same thing generally the same way almost every time. This suspect would hand a note off, didn't say a whole lot, didn't brandish a gun or wave it around, dressed pretty much the same. Also, he would hit the same bank or the same type of bank in the same geographical area.
And so from this analysis, as you looked at the robberies that he pulled off, the time of day, the locations, what kind of prediction were you able to make?
Well, what we do then is we actually put a mathematical formulation with different parts of what he's done, where he's hit, what he wears, time of day, day of week.
A mathematical formulation?
That's correct. We have a mathematical formulation for this that somebody a lot smarter than I came up with. And we put all the numbers in, and then what that does is it gives us a general idea, a probability factor, if you will, of where he's likely to hit again based on where he's hit in the past.
Well, if you look at that equation, what were the factors?
Well, the factors were that he was most likely to strike one of three banks within a 4-day period and between 9 and noon. And we were able to be sitting on those banks during that time.
And it turned out he was a creature of habit. He actually showed up. At what time?
He showed up at 9:40 a.m. and he was wearing the same clothes that it appears that he wore in another incident.
Did they stop him as he was going in the door? I mean, what do you do in that situation? You're almost sure you have your suspect. He's about to walk in a bank, and you're fairly certain that he's going to hand off another note and leave with a bag of cash.
Well, the good thing about this particular incident is the guy had shown no previous violence toward anyone, so it was most likely that he wasn't armed. The officers who were there did watch him go into the bank. They were talking among themselves, saying, we believe this is going to be the right guy. He didn't actually rob the bank. It was going to be an attempt. He had the note. He had everything else. But what he did was apparently there was somebody standing in line behind him who was complaining that it was taking too long. In fact, he comes strolling out of the bank a couple of minutes later and just walking calm, cool, and collective, just as if nothing had happened, and gets in a vehicle and drives off. And they say, well, we still think it's him, so they followed him. And then about 4 miles down the road, he pulls over and says, why are you following me?
Wait a minute, he pulls over and confronts the police and asks them, why are you following me?
That's correct, he did. They were not in a police car, you got to remember. They're in a unmarked police car, so you wouldn't know that that was a police car. When he sees them in their uniforms, which they were wearing, he jumps back in his truck and starts to drive off again, and then the uniform officer shows up and stops them, and that's when he was taken into custody.
When you presented investigators with your findings, were they somewhat suspect, or did they have immediate confidence that he would show up in one of these four locations?
Oh, you know, that's a loaded question. All police are suspect. I mean, that's just the way, that's our nature.
Well, you know, as a statistician, as someone who deals with numbers, I imagine you have great faith in the numbers, but I'm wondering if they were as confident as you were.
Oh, absolutely not, and I don't blame them. I used to be in their shoes. It's not magic, and that's what I keep trying to tell people. It's not voodoo. It's mathematics.
Sergeant Chambers, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you, ma'am.
That's Jim Chambers, Assistant Commander of Crime Analysis and Research with the DeKalb County, Georgia Police.